For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Sam Dunklaw. Illinois residents across the state and across party lines largely support more gun regulations. That's according to the results of an NPR Illinois University of Illinois Springfield survey. I took a look at the new data. Gun violence has touched all areas of the country, including here in Illinois. You might remember the mass shooting that happened here in February.
The horror playing out in Aurora, Illinois late today. A gunman opening fire, hitting several officers and workers. The shooting inside a factory warehouse quickly turning deadly.
Five people were killed and five officers were wounded. The gunman also dead.
45-year-old Gary Martin brought a 40 caliber handgun to work and started shooting after he was fired.
The Aurora tragedy, combined with high-profile shootings in other states, reopened the gun debate in Illinois. There have been renewed calls for more statewide firearm restrictions, but nothing major became law this year. So when researchers polled likely Illinois voters for this latest survey, they asked about specific ideas state lawmakers are considering.
Do you support or oppose requiring mental health background checks on all firearm purchases? Another question that we ask is about fingerprinting when it comes to the FOID card. We also ask about the banning of so-called assault weapons. And we also added in questions about so-called high-capacity magazines.
That's A.J. Simmons. He's head of the survey research office at UIS, which conducted the survey. The results show 92% of Illinoisans support requiring a mental health background check for gun buyers. That's about the same number as a similar survey from last year. Another 74% back the idea of banning what are commonly referred to as assault weapons, a big jump from 2018. While there is a partisan split on that question, a majority of both Democrats and Republicans are in favor. Meanwhile, 88% support requiring fingerprints to get a firearm owner's identification card, and 3 out of 4 Illinoisans favor banning magazines with more than 10 rounds. But while the numbers show broad support, the gun debate still sparks passions on both sides.
Illinois gun owners marching by!
Illinois gun owners marching by!
We're gonna keep our powder dry!
We're gonna keep our powder dry!
Those are some of the voices from an annual gun owners rally earlier this year in Springfield, which happened not long after the Aurora shooting. Many gun owners say that increased regulation unfairly targets them. Stephen Stewart runs a gun shop and shooting range in Bloomington.
It's just sad what's kind of happening here, how we're being victimized and demonized for, you know, wanting to be a gun owner.
However, Elisa Schemmel with Moms Demand Action, a group that's advocating for more state gun regulations, sees it differently.
If you are a responsible gun owner, you can still have a gun. There's no one's trying to take any guns away. They're just trying to keep guns out of the hands of people who should not have them.
As in many states, Illinois also has plenty of people who lobby on behalf of gun owners to fight changes that could make it harder to purchase a firearm. Richard Pearson of the Illinois State Rifle Association is one of those people. He says Illinois already has some of the strictest requirements in the country, which includes scanning a person's mental health history.
We also have to have a background check. No matter who we sell a gun to, whether it's at a gun show, not at a gun show, our neighbor, our uncle, or through a dealer. So we're very tight in Illinois.
Of the more than 1,000 people polled for the NPR Illinois UIS survey, over a quarter of those identified as being gun owners, which is in line with Illinois census data. And even a majority of gun owners say they support all of the proposals. That includes those who are located downstate, where gun rights are often a campaign issue. Now, a single survey is unlikely to result in major change at the state level. Just ask A.J. Simmons.
Just because we see high levels of support from folks when it comes to these policies doesn't necessarily mean we'll see action.
But it's likely those pushing for more gun control, like suburban Democratic Representative Kathleen Willis of Addison, will point to the results.
I don't think it's a mandate. I think what it does is it reaffirms my conviction to continue going forward.
I'm Sam Dunklaw.